for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
And it is Loveline. The phone number here, 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Dr. Drew. Tonight's guest, Sadie Allison. She has another book. The first one was Tickle Your Fancy, A Woman's Guide to Sexual Self-Pleasure, and now it's Toygasms. Catchy name.
Thank
this
you.
Is all in honor of Valentine's Day coming up on Friday. So, Sadie, you were here about a year ago, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I was.
So she's going to... Was it Valentine's Day then, too?
I think it was National Masturbation Month, actually.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic.
Even better.
Good. And tonight, Anderson, have your attention. You'll be happy to know she has brought the penis extender. Look at this. This is a thickener. It's a thickener and extender. Anna, come in here. I think you need to come in and check this out.
Come here and demonstrate.
This is a virtual skin that's about half an inch thick that your penis fits into, and magic, you have an enlarged penis.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't hear you, Anderson. What's that? Oh, come on. Anderson.
I'll never fit in that thing.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's stretchy.
Yeah. Well, here, come, go ahead. Try it anyway.
Well, you want me to go in there and try it on right now?
Yeah,
well,
come on in.
Not in here, but I mean, take yourself to the bathroom and just see what it does. It looks quite... Look at this. Look what it does to my finger. I have a giant finger now.
It works. It's called Mr. Girth.
And you were saying that you had sold a gazillion of these now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this, actually, I'll tell you, on a serious note, there's so many guys completely preoccupied about their phallus. This is a way of dealing with that without them graduating to crazy medications and the surgeries and all these awful things that people do to mutilate themselves.
Would a guy feel anything with that, though?
He will, because the tip of it is open.
You take the tip through the top here.
Mm-hmm. So you're still exposed.
Not only that, this could also deal with our buddies that have the premature problem. So they get bigger, longer. Brian, you're in? Oh, no. Is somebody calling? The peanut gallery is raising their hand. No, there's a caller. Oh, here we go. Let's take a call, okay? Let's go right to the phones. This is Eric. He has a problem like this. He is 23. Eric, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm 23.
Yeah.
And I'm a Minuteman most of the time.
1 minute.
Sometimes less, actually.
All right, Sadie, what can you do?
Okay, first of all, we got to work on that.
It's the same partner?
No, actually.
It's always the same.
Not always the same person, but...
But always the same duration. Hey, what have you tried so far?
I was just going to ask that.
Wearing a rubber, that's about it.
I do that
anyway, but...
All right, Sadie, you're on. What is this?
Well,
wait, first, what's this bumblebee or scorpion or whatever this thing is? Oh, my
that's
God.
That's a micro butterfly.
Oh, my God.
Wait, I'm going to put this on for you to show you how this works.
Hold on a second here.
While we're talking.
All right,
go ahead. Tell him.
Okay.
Tell him.
First of all, so you're with different sex partners, right?
Yeah.
Do you have much foreplay with your ladies before you jump into your one-minute miracle deal?
But that'll be less than 1 minute then, if you have too much.
It sounds. It almost sounds like you're a little proud of it, like it's not something that you're really trying to fix.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not proud of it, but I've found ways to work around it.
Like?
Obviously, the foreplay.
So, oral sex, you mean?
Yeah.
All right. So your partners are happy.
That's the mini massager. Drew's getting way into my little Valentine's kit too soon. He's excited.
Okay, Eric, here's the deal. Have you tried masturbating before you had sex with your partners?
I have done that.
Does that do anything for you?
No, not usually.
How about a whole sort of a plan of sort of...
Wait, so you've masturbated and you've orgasmed and then you go have sex with someone and it still doesn't prolong it at all?
It does a little bit. I mean, instead of 1 minute, it'll be like...
2 minutes.
Okay, well, how about two masturbation sessions before you get into it? Seriously.
Or a regular program of sort of cleaning the pipes so that things are not so charged up biologically. Some guys are just this way. I mean, it's just sort of, women have a certain range in terms of their sexual responsiveness. This is sort of men, too. Men can come, either they can control themselves, they can't, they're very quick, or they can't and they're very long. That's it. That's all the versions of male.
There's also some products out there that you can use that help numb the tip of your penis.
After 1 minute, though, it really is not going to do much, I bet you. Because you tried wearing a condom and things, and it's still 1 minute, 1 minute.
There's also exercises that you can do with your pelvic muscles, your PC muscle, just like women can, to create longer orgasms, stronger orgasms, and multiples. Well, you, as men, have control of that muscle as well. It's that same contraction when you're orgasming, those little spurts. That muscle that involuntarily reacts like that, you can control that by squeezing it and holding back by and working on that. Just like any muscle, like your brain, or when you work out and you build out your muscles.
My experience of working with guys that have this problem, that doesn't do much. Maybe prolongs it to a minute and a half. I mean, these guys are wanting to get a tenfold increase in what they're doing, and that's a total. Basically, guys like this have a sympathetically dominated system. I've noticed this. There's a time in development when your autonomic nervous system gets wired in terms of how your brain modulates between a parasympathetic and sympathetic. This is a guy who's probably anxious and uptight and into things and sort of sympathetically dominated. And those guys, that's just their autonomic system.
Yeah, right. Plus, he's 23. He's at that age where he's just gung-ho. And when you're sleeping with different women all the time, you're always extra excited because it's a new lover.
That's right. So you can also get a partner.
Maybe try sleeping with one girl for a while, and then you'll probably get tired of her after a little while. And
at least work this whole thing out. Figure it together. Maybe she won't mind him, you know, a couple minutes. Maybe she's one of these people that would prefer oral sex and doesn't want to go too long with
All I say is work on it, and as long as you're pleasing your lady before you finish it off, then it's okay.
Here is Jenna's 15. In the meantime, Sadie's putting on some kind of contraption.
It's the micro butterfly.
Oh, my God. Jenna, what's going on?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Jenna.
I was wondering, when I have sex, like, I can never get an orgasm, but when I'm getting fingered, I can't. I don't get it.
Sadie?
Okay. So when you're getting fingered by your guy, you can orgasm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's different things going on here because first of all, he's using two different types of stimulation.
Okay.
So apparently the fingers are giving you different types of sensations than just normal penetration from his penis.
Okay.
And he could very well be rubbing up against your G-spot, which is inside, and giving you extra stimulation as well.
Or is he using his fingers on the outside, and that's what you like?
I don't know. I don't know. He does a whole bunch of different stuff. But
a majority of women never have orgasm during intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
That's statistically,
correct,
Jenna. So that may just be you. You may just need other kinds of direct stimulation. And that's, you know, you're 15. It's don't expect things to get too complicated.
Okay.
Just keep it simple. Mm-hmm. Are you using birth control?
No.
And you're having sex at 15. You're not using birth control?
No, just condoms.
All right. Well, that's birth control. That's yeah, fine.
I thought you meant the pills, but no.
No. Just what are you using to prevent a pregnancy?
Oh, okay.
You guys using them properly?
I hope so.
Okay. You don't know what he's doing.
No, that's his department.
That's his deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would recommend, hon, that you learn a little bit about it yourself, because part of this is you protecting yourself no matter who you're sleeping with, and you don't want to always rely on your lover to be in control of that, because this is your health and your safety and your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be aware of exactly what's going on. And also, I'm excited for you that you're orgasming at such a young age.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a whole world of pleasure.
That's right, already ahead of the
So you have no worries here. Just keep exploring and have fun and be safe.
What is this thing?
That's the lasso.
That's what I was going to say it was. It looks like a lasso.
Yeah, that's why it's called the lasso. And what's it for, Drew?
I don't want to know.
Come on, Drew.
It's some
what's
kind of torture device. It's some sort of medieval contraption.
Oh. Why don't you try finger banging it like you're doing the other thing? It's for thumbing the other thing for a while.
The other thing, this thing feels great.
You love to finger bang.
He likes
this.
It
feels great.
It's cyber skin. It feels like real life skin.
No, lasso looks like it's some kind of instrument to cut off a penis. Here is Carol, 18. Carol?
Uh-huh.
What's going on, Carol?
Well, I've been seeing this guy for like only a month, and he wants to and I don't, and I don't know what to do.
Are you a virgin?
Yeah.
Okay. And how old is he?
22.
And he's pressuring you? He's insisting?
Not exactly, but kind of.
Okay. Well, if you aren't ready, then what you need to do is put your foot down, because it's not right for him to be pressuring you. And if you're not ready, then you need to say and be stern about it. And say, look, I don't want to hear about this anymore. You need to respect me. I'm telling you I'm not ready.
Mm-hmm.
And we can work towards it. You have to be at my pace, and if that doesn't work for you, then maybe this isn't going to work out.
I was reading a book today, and she had a real good sort of aphorism for this. Not me, not now.
Well, my guy friend was telling me, though, that guys say they'll wait, because he said he'll wait, but then there's a point to where it's like...
That's his agenda right now, and if he isn't willing to wait, it's because he's not that into this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how long is waiting too long?
Each guy would be different. Depends. But here's the deal. You have an acid test here. If he has to, if for whatever is too long for him, he leaves you, he wasn't that into this relationship.
Yeah.
They'll wait forever. And if he doesn't want to wait and he wants to go have sex, then he'll still be your friend and say, you know, I got to move on.
These interesting calls. Noah, 28. Noah? Noah?
Hello? Yeah.
Hi. Hey, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey,
good.
Noah.
What's going on there?
I've got a question for you. was sexually abused by presumably my father. I went through some aggressive therapy after a failed suicide attempt, and the doctors were labeled it down to 95% sure that I was either molested 3 times by my father or 3 times on separate occasions by 3 separate males. Anyways, jumping forward several years, it exhibited itself in hypersexuality.
Which is, you know, how that happens, right?
Right.
You understand that's a normal outcome of that problem, of that experience.
Well, the thing about it is it became a drug of choice. I've been married for 8 years now. I spent 7 years of that marriage, you know, just almost nearly daily.
Hey, Drew.
Hey, Adam, how are you?
Hey, Daddy's home.
Hey, sounds nice.
Hey, Sadie over there.
Sadie's here. Hold on a second. We got a really intense call going. Can you go with us on it? Can you hear it?
Yeah, good times.
Good times.
Hey, Daddy.
This is Sadie's spread out a sort of smorgasbord of stuff here. It's unbelievable, but my bouquet, yes. But Noah.
Yeah.
So, where were we? I've lost my train of thought.
Okay.
You were daily cheating on her or doing something, right? On your
daily, wife. And it was, you know, just like any typical drug scenario.
Yeah, no, that's sexual addiction. So what is the question?
My question is, when I got released from the hospital, again after this failed suicide attempt, and after going through the regressive therapy and figuring out why I had such an affinity to this.
What do you mean aggressive therapy? What does that mean?
Regressive therapy. Yes.
Going back to his childhood, right?
Yeah, yeah. But right. Regressive therapies are thought to be counterproductive in histories like this. But go ahead.
One of the stipulations of working things out with my wife was she has asked me to go the route of chemical castration, which has been presented to me by numerous therapists before. As an alternative, you know, I'm already taking Zoloft, and that's supposed to curb the...
Yeah, Noah, I don't know who's taking care of you, but listen, you've got to go to people that specialize in treating sexual addiction. It is a very tender, delicate phenomenon to sort out.
Drew, what is chemical castration?
I imagine
spray your nuts with Raid? Or
yes.
How does that work?
I imagine it means some sort of testosterone blocking agent.
It's like essentially it's a Depo-Provera shot.
Yeah. No, listen, Noah, look, I'll give you a name of a program out in California. You can contact them. In fact, let me give you the Meadows in Arizona. There's a guy named Patrick Carnes. Have you read his books?
I have briefly... In like group sessions,
all right.
They've touched. I know the name.
All right, Don't Call It Love is one of his books, and he wrote a number of books on sexual addictions. The Meadows in Arizona, I believe it's outside of Tucson, is one of the world's leading institutions in dealing with this. I suggest you give them a call because it sounds like there's sort of a Rorschach experience going on here, where you've got multiple ideas and multiple disciplines looking at you. And you need to deal with people who are used to, on a daily basis, treat dozens, if not hundreds of people with sexual addictions. It is a specific problem that requires a very, very sophisticated and it is sophisticated approach, and it is tender, tender parts of the psyche that need to be dealt with. And to be launching into... Hang on a second. This is an important thing. Right. You'll get plenty of time to talk about the penis extender.
I hustled over here for this.
I know.
Ding, ding, ding.
Well, you see where you've been going with that. Listen, Sadie brought in the penis thickener.
It's called Mr. Girth.
This thing is unbelievable.
Adam, you're missing it.
It's natural.
Really?
Yeah. It's natural skin.
I dated Mrs. Girth in high school.
Nice.
She was just a fat broad. Yeah, is it different? Yeah.
Oh.
This thing goes over your penis, and you've got a bigger, longer penis. That's exactly what it is. I mean, it is a... Look at this thing.
So is
and
it,
come here
is
and feel
it,
this.
Is it like elevator shoes for your dork?
No, much, much more.
It's made of cyber skin material, which is lifelike, feeling soft, spongy material.
I know the cyber skin, but you know, my knock with the cyber skin is it almost feels more like skin than skin. I mean, it's too good.
It's nice.
Eerie.
It's nice,
eerie.
I tell you.
And wants to put it in her.
And now, how does it work? Does it go? Does your penis go in it?
Through
or
it?
Does
yeah,
this,
yeah,
this ramp
a,
around?
No, mm-hmm. it's a big hole in the middle of it.
It's like a tube. And it's like a flaccid
sock. It's a
penis.
Sock.
Mm-hmm. And it's very stretchy.
Do you lubricate it to get it
mm-hmm.
on?
Yep, you lube up your...
Adam, have you ever known Ann to come into the studio here during a show? She's so anxious to get this.
She rarely goes to
the... She ran into
the
shows
up at the now station.
Now she just put her... She just fisted the damn thing. She did. How many fingers did you put in there?
Four
fingers.
See,
okay.
It's stretchy. And it's got an open tip at the top of it so that the head of the penis is exposed so the guy doesn't lose his sensation.
Right.
It's great.
Right, and so it doesn't blow off during orgasm. and so... This would add how much girth?
Looks like an inch, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Half inch on each side?
Yeah, it's a half inch thickness of a tube.
Mm-hmm. All the way around.
And you get that in different lengths? Because guys' penises are different lengths.
Yeah, it's...
looks, what, about 6.5?
Ooh, you kidding?
Not everyone's head is going to poke out the end of it.
Yeah, I'm saying.
But you can roll it
like
down, too.
A midget in a mummy bag.
Oh.
What do you say? Is it 6.5?
True. What are you doing over there?
From mid palm to the end of my third finger.
He's measuring it on his hand as he has before his.
Now, what else do you have over there, Sadie?
Okay.
She got the same thing she had last year. This thing.
No, I got different stuff.
Oh. Okay. This is here from last year.
Okay,
right?
That's the mini massage. Yeah, because that's the one you swiped last time.
Let me ask you a question, Sadie.
All right.
What percentage of these things are being purchased by women? As opposed to guys for their women or to use on their women. Do you have any idea?
Yeah, in my research, about 65% of these toys are bought by women.
And is it...
For themselves or for...
For themselves, but it's for partners, too. I mean, a lot of people, one of the myths is that sex toys are all for girls, but there's a lot of toys for guys, there's toys for couples, and I'm even wearing one right now that's for couples.
I asked she had this, like... Oh my God!
It's the micro butterfly.
It looks like it's like a bumblebee meets scorpion, in a right. crotchless panty kind of thing.
Right? Is it?
Anne's
is it battery? Is it battery operated?
It looks like it's remote controlled.
So you have a moth up your coo?
Okay.
Exactly.
Here, let me describe this to you. It's a small, about the size of a $0.50 coin, and it's a butterfly. It's made of jelly. Looks like a little butterfly with little nodules for extra stimulation.
And
it sits right up against your little pleasure spot on the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And there's elastic straps attached to it, so it goes around your thighs and holds itself on like a harness does.
And just movement creates the friction, which creates
vibrates.
The sensation? It vibrates?
Yeah, it vibrates. There's a battery pack attached to it.
Sweet.
So the greatness about this toy is that you can lay down with your lover, with your man, and you can make love while your clitoris is being stimulated at the same time, and no one has to use their hands to do it. And as we all know,
that's how
women orgasm.
I know, because it's such a choice. It's like, do I put down the beer? Do I put down the remote? What do I? I got a free hand up here to rub the clitoris, and with this little baby, it's hands-free sexing, right?
Let's be honest here. It's put down the remote or not. That's your dilemma, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm saying I got both hands full, Drew.
Right.
Listen up there, buddy. Hey, let me... I know you work a lot of this stuff in under the auspices of the partner, but aren't a lot of people just at home lonely pleasuring themselves with these items?
That's true, too. There's a lot of single people out there.
Oh, my God, what is this thing?
And for a woman, I mean, well, you know, here's what's ironic. And, Drew, listen to me, please.
Yeah. When don't I?
A woman is much... these gadgets tend to work better on a woman than they would on a man. I mean, there's just... The vagina as opposed to the penis, it just... There's more inventions that is made that would work to stimulate that. Yet women are the ones that actually want the contact more than men do.
You know what, though, Adam? There are a lot of great toys out there for guys these days.
Really?
More and more than people realize, and that's why in my book, Toygasms, I don't know if you got a copy of it.
I have it right here.
Do you?
That's right.
Okay. Well, you need to turn to the chapter called Toys for Boys.
Mm-hmm. What, you know what page
that's
that
on
is?
Page 101.
Uh-huh.
Rousing Toys for Daring Boys.
I see. All right. Here we are.
And I brought one sample right here in front of me that I'm about to entertain Drew with. I feel like I'm in the naughty room with a doctor.
you got the rings. You got the ring around the collar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She got the lasso.
Okay. I have a penis ring. It's called the lasso.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, what are these called in the hospitals?
Surgical tubing.
Yeah. It's similar to surgical tubing, so it's kind of stretchy and soft, and it's got a bead on it.
Right.
So you can adjust it and put it on to fit the size of your erect manhood.
And then what pleasure does that bring us?
Okay, well, this this causes stronger bigger erections for men. And the way it works is...
Once again, what is that doing for the guy?
Yeah, I'm talking about... I want okay. some device that I can submerge my penis in and have an orgasm. And then... Yeah, you know what I mean? And then use it for spackle or something when I'm done.
Woman.
I want stuff... I'm tired of trying to satisfy women.
Okay, well, on page 109, there's a section called Cool Jerks. Okay. Here you go, Jim.
That would be you, Adam.
And there are masturbation sleeves for men of all sorts that you can do exactly what you just described.
Sleeve?
Right. Oh. That's what I want.
This is fake vagina kind of thing.
Now, those seem a little messy. Do those have a, they have a drain in them, or is there any, or they have a gutter system or a scupper or something? Like, where does the semen go?
That's a really good question.
Oh, no.
I know. Some of them have openings at both ends, so you can easily wash it out. Or they're real stretchy, so you just wash it out like you would, a messy pan.
Yeah, I know, but it's not quite the same if you're trying to get semen out of a sweater. It's like motor oil. It's a bitch. All right, so Drew, what are we running late for break now?
No, we're right on time for break.
Oh, we are. I thought we broke at 10:20.
It's 10:21.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, what do you know about that? My clock here is a little bit off.
All right, so let's
take that break. I am here. I'm out across the street from the El Capitan Theater over here.
Suspended over Hollywood Boulevard. That's a great space, isn't it?
Yes, I'm co-hosting Jimmy's show all week long, so I'll be coming from this locale. Sadie Allison is here tonight, and all week we're going to do a bit of a Valentine's Day theme, so we're keeping with that tonight. She's the author of the book Toygasms, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Our guest, I should say, is Sadie Allison, and she's got herself a book called Toygasms, which it seems like a novelty read, but really there's a lot of good... information in here. If you want to bring something into the bedroom for your partner, or maybe you have no partner and you just need to bring something into the bedroom.
You have a website too?
It's ticklekitty.com. Tickle Kitty. So all the toys we're talking about is actually at the website. You can check out.
I'm sort of interested in the fact that's why I made a big deal about this penis extender. It's the solution, it seems to me, to all these guys worrying about getting surgeries and taking medicine and all that crazy crap and buying those surgical vacuum pumps.
They're going to laugh them out of the bedroom when they see that shawl wrapped around the guy's door.
Not if she's open to it. I mean, a lot of toys, it's just for foreplay and fun and variety. I mean, if you're with someone for 3 days, 3 months, or even 30 years, you need variety.
Which would be more humiliating, them seeing this shawl as an option or... opening your closet and finding a vacuum tube, you know, with the airplane steel made out of,
surgical steel, hooked up to a 50-gallon M-Glow compressor around the garage. Well, that would be humiliating, but that you would hide from them, Drew.
That will always out.
You actually have to use on them. Well, we're doing a Valentine's week, and that's why Sadie is here. And a little later in the week, I think Heidi Fleiss is coming in.
Mm-hmm.
When's she coming in?
Tomorrow? No, day after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow. Be good to talk to her again.
30 Seconds to Mars tomorrow.
All right.
Jared
Leto's band. And then Guide to Picking Up Girls on Thursday.
You're silky smooth, Drew.
Yes.
All right. Should we go back to the phones?
Yeah, let's do that. This is Sean 20. Sean.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
I've been having sex with my girlfriend for about the past 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually the first girl that I've been with, and she just went to the gynecologist the other day and came back with, an abnormal pap smear, and they said that she could have a HPV infection.
Was she a virgin when you guys met?
No.
Okay, so she contracted...
And I was wondering, what would be the chances of me getting that from her?
And you're using a condom every time?
Correct.
Not that good. I mean, usually condoms protect against that.
Okay.
Pretty reasonably. Have you noticed any warts?
I haven't seen anything at all.
I think what you got to continue to do is be sure to be real diligent with wearing a condom at all times. And if you in the future have a sex with somebody new, have a new sexual partner, make sure you use a condom then. Just in case you had contracted it, that would really increase the probability that even if you had it, you would protect the other person from it. And then
Would he know it if he got it?
Not necessarily. That's part of the problem, is that guys can have the virus for a long time, and either a long time can transpire before they get the actual wart, or they never get the wart.
Right.
So.
Is there any test for that?
Yeah, not really. They can pour some basically
acetic acid on your dork and shine a black light on it like Drew did to me. I did that, humiliated.
Adam, Dr. Marcel brought this huge woods lamp, this giant magnifying glass, which we used to find the penis, and then it had a black light ring around it, so we could really examine it carefully.
Interesting.
Once we found it.
Yeah. Right. It was you know when they show those guys going into prison and they get stripped and then hosed down and deloused? It was that. It was a little worse than
it's
that.
It's also, you know, there's a cinematic technique where they show just the big eyeball and the guy pulls away from the magnifying glass.
Yes.
That was us examining your penis.
Yeah, but humiliating, huh?
They found nothing, yes, Drew?
Found nothing. Do we have a tape of that moment, Anderson? No. Lost it? Oh, my God.
Don't ask Anderson for anything.
All right, Sean, it sounds like you're doing everything just right, and it needs to be checked more carefully.
Right.
One of these days soon, we're going to be testing for the presence of the more serious forms of the wart virus that are more likely to cause cervical cancer in women. Right now, all we can really do is keep screening them and taking off the precancerous lesions.
Well, how many strains are there?
Many. I don't know the exact number, but there's dozens that are seriously an issue and that can cause cervical cancer. And those tend to be the ones that stay around. The other ones tend to resolve in 3 to 5 years.
Mm. Oh, Jesus Christ. I just dumped acid all over my penis.
There it was.
Yeah.
That was that moment.
How did that feel?
It was a lot like a lot of the women I've been with.
Oh, no.
Burning.
You should be calling us today.
Humiliation.
J20. Yeah. Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I've been with this girl for about 6 months, and we've been having sex for probably about the past 3, and she doesn't get any pleasure out of it other than the fact that I'm getting pleasure out of it. Like, that's the only reason that she has sex with me.
How old is she?
She's 20.
Does she not have an orgasm, or does she not get any pleasure?
Or does she not feel anything?
Well, she was molested when she was younger.
Oops.
When she was 9 years old, someone broke into her room, and they didn't have actual sex with her, but they did everything but that.
Hmm. Good times. And this was a stranger that did this?
Yeah, it was someone in the neighborhood at the time, and they ended up moving out of that area after it happened, and it was just a one-time thing, and then they think that he got arrested later, but she couldn't identify him because it was like 5 years after that. And she still has a picture of the guy and everything, but
wild.
They don't know. So obviously it was someone who knew her kind of, but not really well, because he knew where her window was and went straight into her bedroom while her family was in the house.
Oh, my God.
And this happened one time.
One time, yeah.
Right. Well, usually if somebody's going to have the kind of what's called dissociation, where they actually don't feel anything below the waist, where they have like what's called a somatic dissociation, they lose all sensation in and around the pelvic area. That's usually painful and sort of awful sexual abuse under the age of 5, say. But you usually associate with some sort of painful intrusions. And she never had anything like that?
Well, actually, yeah. Sometimes she will say, and sometimes she says it doesn't hurt.
No. I mean when she was a child, somebody painfully, you know, brutally abused her.
We didn't go into depth about it, whether or not it was actually painful. She just, like, she's had...
Adam, we got callers together. Just do not listen.
I know, but Drew, you're speaking in a little bit of a riddle. I mean, what Drew wants to know is, did this happen other times with other people?
Before she was 9.
Not that I know of. The only time that she ever told me about was when she was 9. I and her, she never said that it happened with her parents before or anything like this. She said it was just a one-time thing where it happened with this guy. They found out about it, and then that was it.
Okay. All right. And now she can't, and not necessarily painful, but she can't enjoy herself.
It's painful at times for her as well. And but she enjoys it until we get like 5 minutes into it, and she's just kind of like, oh, I've had enough.
Oh, would have been long done by then. Do you give her oral sex?
She won't have any of it because that was one of the things that he did to her, and she just doesn't want it. Like, I've tried a couple times.
Well, she's going to have to get some therapy.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about this, and women do this a lot more than men, which is something traumatic happens, and now if anything reminds them of it, it brings them back to that place.
Yeah.
I mean, all human beings work this a little bit, but guys don't normally work this way sexually.
Not so much.
The screwball neighbor did something crazy, 10 years ago, 12 years ago.
Well, here's what the guy
does. Now the boyfriend can't do anything.
Yeah, that's what the women. Yes, absolutely. This now is Tony, 19.
Hello?
Hey, Tony.
Hey, what's going on? My question is, what would be the reason that I don't orgasm quickly?
Because that's your biology. How long do you take?
Like, when I'm with someone else.
That's just you. That's just you.
You can still have your own biology when you're with someone else, can't you?
I'm saying I do it by myself.
But you're quickly, when you do it by yourself?
Yeah.
Well, usually the most common thing to cause delays is being nervous, anxious.
How long does it take?
About 15 minutes, maybe.
Hmm.
Well, that's in the range of normal. Bad. Nothing wrong with that.
It's kind of lags it. I don't know.
It doesn't work for your current girlfriend.
Not really.
Okay.
Do you have a current girlfriend, or are you just banging hookers in a car and there's a cop with a flashlight and you're freaking out?
No, I got it.
Oh, she got a problem with 15 minutes?
Some women, you go more than about 5-7 minutes. That's ouch. Right?
And sometimes, depending on how you're masturbating, you might be very forceful and firm, and you're not going to get that same sensation when you move over and you're with your girlfriend.
Yeah, it's not all like that.
No. Adam, this is your famous saying here.
Oh, some go, some blow?
No, it's not the real thing.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, yeah, sex is good. It's just not the real thing. Thanks, Drew. Thanks for cueing me.
Yeah.
Well, look, I don't understand what the big problem is. He goes lickety-split when he's alone. That's fine.
Exactly.
That's normal. When he's with his woman, it takes him 15 minutes. That doesn't seem like a marathon.
No, he just needs to sort of work on it with his girlfriend and maybe masturbate less or not at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd even try not masturbating for a couple of weeks and then see how long it takes.
Sadie, you have a boyfriend?
Not right now.
Mm-hmm. Shocking. And When you do meet a man and he understands what you do, does it cause any friction?
No pun intended there.
Yeah.
Sometimes, it's really interesting. I don't really let people know when I meet the guy. I'm just a normal girl. And I'm a normal girl in bed, too, until later.
Mm-hmm.
But when I meet a guy and he happens to know through a friend, either they have this challenge like, oh, I know I can get her off, and they just want one thing from me. Or
right.
I have the guys that think, oh, my God, I'll never be able to please her.
Right.
And I'm trying to find a happy medium out there.
Yeah. You're talking about a psychic who's in a good mood, or you mean a guy who can be somewhere between these two guys?
Someone that is not intimidated, that knows mm-hmm. that he's got what he's got, and if there's something that I like and he doesn't know, then we'll learn together.
I picture opening your bedroom door and just being covered by an avalanche of fake vaginas and plastic
like,
penises,
like Professor
and then washed down the stairs.
Professor Whoopi's closet.
You would
right.
think. I've got just my favorite toys in my nightstand, but then I have a full warehouse of a ton of toys that I play with here and there.
What are your personal favorites?
Oh, I've got so many, but there's one.
Well, you got a couple, though, that you just keep, right? I mean, there's the collection in the warehouse, but there's a couple that you keep in your nightstand,
right? That's
right.
Okay, well, I keep a pocket rocket.
This thing.
That's that thing. And it's a great toy for anyone who's a newcomer starting with their first toy. It's small. It's about the size of a miniature flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
It's got just a little flat head and a one speed, and you can put it in your purse. It's kind of quiet.
And do you use that on a daily basis?
Yeah, I do.
You travel with it?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, if you're just going about your day, let's say running errands, going to the church, going to visit your mom, you'd have the pocket rocket in you?
Creative. I have it on me. I'm not always pulling it out, though. I do it in the morning. I like it's, people get up, you take a shower, you brush your teeth, eat some breakfast. Well,
mm-hmm.
I get up, I have an orgasm, I brush my teeth, eat my breakfast.
Right.
Starts my day. Just
and
a little
then,
release.
Yeah, I want to know about your masturbatorial schedule. So
okay.
you get the morning one in, right?
Okay, so my...
Because you women are, you're like a pinata, but there's an infinite amount of candy in you. It never ends.
Yeah,
once you break it open, it just keeps pouring. Here comes the Tootsie Rolls and the Mike and Ikes. It's never ending for you women. And you never wear out. You're like CD players and DVD players. There's no moving parts. Nothing makes any contact. We can play them infinitely. We don't wear out the DVD or the CD.
And that's why there's so many toys for you guys to pick up when you guys are pooped out and you're having your 1-minute session. You can pick up a toy and keep going with your lover.
But we're like, well, I'm like an 8-track where I have to like shove a butter knife and wedge it into me
and
so I don't skip
you.
And rewind
yeah.
me and punch it. Yeah, things wear out. Drew, what are you? What appliance would you, what would you be like?
What appliance would I be like? A microwave.
What?
I don't know. I don't know.
All right, well, shut up.
Hey, I was just sitting here thinking about what my day was like today.
And no kidding.
It was
You're
so
thinking
awful.
About everything but me.
Wait, it was so awful. I did jury duty today.
Ooh, I got a jury duty summons that I've been ignoring. What happens when you do that?
It is the most... I can't believe that concentration that Nazi Germany would be less unpleasant. No, really.
Yeah.
So you're equating your jury duty with surviving
camp.
The Holocaust?
Yeah, or? I think it feels about the same. And I got to go back. I'm not done.
You going back tomorrow?
Yeah.
More torture.
I mean, it's really awful. I mean,
you are found guilty as charged.
All right. Well, I've been ignoring mine, so what does that mean?
You're going to go to jail.
Okay, great. Well, maybe we can hook up an ISDN line in the joint, and I can just work right out of solitary.
No problem.
Should we take a little break?
Yes, sir.
All right. Sadie Allison is in studio tonight. I'm over across the street from Jimmy Kimmel Live out here in Hollywood, California. Toygasms is the name of her new book, and we'll be right back after this. That's my theme song, everybody. Walking into the club, got my shades hanging low on my nose, jacket slung over my shoulder. Sadie's sitting at the end there with a big plastic vagina. We meet, our eyes meet, and I'm walking in slow motion the whole time. That's my move, you know what I mean?
Okay, and I'm getting heated over here.
Well, but wait a minute. No, Sadie, when you see him walking in the door, here's what you're going to hear.
Oh, no. No.
All
That's
right.
so unfair, Drew.
In his head, the other song was roaring.
Yeah.
This is what you're hearing, Sadie, when you watch him walk in.
Sadie Allison is our guest tonight. Toygasms is the name of her book.
Members only jacket and some goofy sunglasses that he got at the
Right, with the flip downs on there. Yeah, you know, the thing that's... please, how dare everyone.
I was going for it. I want to hear the rest of the story.
Well,
so you're walking in.
I need my music,
you're
really.
If I get my music.
You're
getting me hot and heavy.
Don't encourage it.
That's right.
And I'm sitting on the edge of the chair, you know what us women can do.
Yeah.
We can just scoot onto the edge and you kind of roll around and lo and behold, we can...
And I'm like, baby, I got a whole pocket full of AA batteries.
Start doing this.
Yeah.
And then I go, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm hooked. Let's go.
Now, what about, people do talk to us once in a while about losing sensation down there because they've overdone it a little
bit.
That
thing that she just put on the microphone, this thing, this is like a jackhammer.
Really?
It's a variable speed love bullet, and it's great for people who are just getting started and they want to introduce their lover on Valentine's Day to a little toy in the bedroom. And it's shaped like a small bullet, and the guy can use it around his manhood. The woman can place it against your breasts, your nipples, or against her clitoris and have orgasms.
It's all self-contained. It doesn't have a remote or anything like that.
It's on a wire, but listen.
There's a battery.
I can't feel my fingers after handling this thing.
It's really strong. If you need it strong, or it's really light, which is great. That's why the variable speed. And what I'm doing with this vibrator is I'm giving it away free to everybody who gets a copy of Toygasms at TickleKitty.com.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I can't leave you
empty-handed.
Let me say this about Toygasms too. It's got a lot of pictures. If you like beating off to drawings, it's great.
Right.
And it's an easy read, and it's small. You can fold it up and stuff it in your pocket or shove it between the mattress and the box spring if the old lady comes into the room. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not like the pop-up Kama Sutra I used to have. Nice. It's much more easily hidden and disguised.
Mm-hmm. Here's Jerry, who's 32. Jerry?
Hey, guys. Yes, sir.
Go.
How you doing, guys?
Yeah, we're good.
First time caller, extraordinarily long listener.
Mm. Great.
What's up?
My question goes to you, Drew.
Yeah.
This is going to sound kind of corny. There's no other way to explain this. I've been not actually bodybuilding, but weight training and trying to get back into physical shape.
since last May.
Yeah.
And my body fat has dropped considerably from 23% to about 9%, which I'm very happy about. My main question, though, is lately...
Hold on a second. Would you two quit playing grab ass over there?
Well,
Jesus Christ.
I'm giving him a fresh penis thickener, Mr. Girth, to take home that's not touched. Because he is touching the hell out of this one.
All right, relax over there. Jerry, I'm listening. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I got distracted with that thing.
You lost some body fat.
Right. I went from 23 to 9%. But lately, when I've been intimate with my girlfriend, she keeps on swearing up and down that my penis has gotten larger. Is that actually possible, or is she just, like, you know, trying to boost my ego or what?
Well, it's a couple things. One is when you work out, your testosterone levels will go up, and that can have some effect on that, theoretically. Then also, Adam, you give them your mailbox analogy, because they've taken away that extra layer of fat.
Well, you had the chubby thighs and the belly, and they're all surrounding the penis, and they're built up around it. And the analogy is if you have a mailbox and it's on a post and it's in your front yard and the grass is 3 feet high, the post doesn't look too long. But if you trim back the grass, which you've done over the last few months with working out, the post appears to be bigger.
Have you been taking any supplements or steroids or anything?
This has been all natural.
All right, so it's possible.
I wonder if there's anything, if it has to do with blood flow. Since his body, he's working out, there's a lot more going on inside, and that's what creates erections, maybe?
No, but a great idea.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's true. When you've been working out, you walk a little straighter, your penis stands a little prouder. And if you look at it this way, if a guy is 250 pounds and he has, I don't know, what's a penis weigh? Sadie, you've weighed a lot of dorks in your day.
Hey.
I mean, no, but let's just say your penis is 8 ounces, all right, or 10 ounces. Is that right, Drew?
Sounds about right.
Okay, let's say you got a 10 ounce penis. You got a 10 ounce penis, which
hey, yikes.
When I fish, I will usually use 8 to 10 ounce penis as a lure.
Uh-huh.
But you got a 10 ounce penis, and you weigh 250 pounds, so that. Then is whatever percent of your body. But if you lose 50 pounds and now you're 200-pound guy, you still have the 10-ounce penis. Doesn't appear to be bigger.
Yeah, and maybe there is some fat in there, too. Maybe you actually lose.
But, Drew, that's screwing with my argument.
No, it's both. I mean, I'm adding to your argument.
Do you think you can lose weight in your penis?
That makes sense to me a little bit, sure.
All right.
I think so, too.
I got to get back on the carbs.
Marlene, 15. I mean, at a certain point, you know, as we've talked before, obese guys have a lot of estrogen flying around because the adipose tissue turns testosterone to estrogen that shrinks the penis. And also there's the mailbox phenomenon.
Right. Thank you.
Marlene, 15. Right. Marlene.
Yeah, my question was, is there like a certain age where you can have an orgasm?
Well, it usually starts kicking in somewhere in the 18 to 22 range. And that's when women sort of, the biology kind of kicks in.
I've talked to, in my research, though, there's a lot of women, including myself, that have orgasmed earlier than 10 years old.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah,
but most, and she's asking about her, you know, when, if you don't have one at 15, when's it going to start to come on? It's about 18 to 22 when that gets going.
Is it bad if you do have one at 15, or is it pretty normal?
No, it's a triumph.
Exactly.
Okay,
it's great.
Because I was just making sure, because it happened to me, and they tell me it's not normal to have.
No. I don't think in terms of normal when it comes to these issues. There is a range of normal, and it's for women, it's a very, very broad range.
Sadie, you had an orgasm at 10?
8.
8?
Yeah, but at the time, you don't know what that is. You don't know that you're masturbating. You just, it feels good, and you're a kid, just like you're playing doctor or doing anything else. And
sure.
Then later you learn, oh, okay, that's what that was, once you learn what that M word is. But yeah, that's very common.
And what do you have, like a play school vibrating butterfly at that point, or does Kenner make some sort of crotch torpedo or something?
Play-Doh dildo.
My first dildo.
I learned in the bathtub, I think, washing myself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's very common. A lot of girls learn from, like, humping a blanket, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Or rubbing up against a teddy bear. There's doctor. There's lots of ways.
Doing the pillow, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. And you say you do research.
Mm-hmm.
But when I picture you doing research, I picture you in like a thong back, panties with nothing but, and a lab coat hanging over it, and wearing like a rubber vagina on your head, and writing with a penis pen.
I do that sometimes.
But you actually go out and conduct actual research?
I do.
You do?
Yep, I do a lot of personal research with toys, and I speak with a lot of people all over the place, from friends to peers in the business. I do some seminars.
Schools, old age homes, that sort of stuff?
Sure.
Where do you do your seminars?
Well, I'm doing one tomorrow at this hotel I'm staying at, but mostly at conventions sometimes, like book conventions, or out at the Adult Expo recently out in Vegas.
Oh.
Yeah, and I actually met Seymour Butts.
Yeah, he's a hero of mine. And Drew's, too. Drew's followed his work for years. Drew wrote his thesis on Seymour Butts when he was in med school. Okay. All right, do we need to take a break here, Drew?
We need to right now.
All right, we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I really like that song. That's that All-American Reject song. It's a good song. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. I'm over at Jimmy Kimmel Live because I'll be co-hosting all week long. So I'm broadcasting from over here. Drew's where he normally is, in the hell known as Westwood 2.
But hopefully we're going to set up over there, suspended over Hollywood Boulevard, yes?
Yeah, be nice.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
Sadie Allison is our guest tonight. Toygasms is the name of her book. It's lots of pictures, a quick read, and really, if you can put it in you or up you, it's in this book, yes?
There's 40 techniques on how to use toys. That's the thing about this book. There's no, it's like the consumer guide to sex toys. It tells you how to use them, how to pick them out, how to introduce them to your lover, how to hide them from the kids. There's a little bit of everything in here to get you started.
Well, let's talk about introducing them to your lover, because I have theories on this. I'd be interested in hearing yours, Sadie.
Okay.
My feeling, or what I tell my listeners, and I've done it in my own, my personal life time or two, is you don't want to bring this thing home and pull it out at the dinner table and wave it around and explain, I'm going to use this on you in about 2 hours.
Correct.
What I find is, if you say to a lot of women, and especially women almost, well, maybe not so much these days, but in general in the past, certainly, they feel like they have to say, oh, no, no, no. Like if you say, I'm going to go out and buy you something with a crank on it, they're going to say, no, no, save your money. Let's not do that. But if you do go out and buy it, hide it. Put it under the pillow. Put it between the mattress and the box spring. Then get some juices flowing. Get a little intimate. And when the time seems right, slide the thing out and slowly start incorporating it into the act. They'll usually not complain too much if that's the way it's brought out.
You're absolutely right, and I think you read Chapter 1, How to Spring a Sex Toy on Your Lover, didn't you?
Oh, really? Is that what it says?
Yeah.
What's it say?
That says exactly that as one technique. Absolutely. Another way to do it is, if your woman is a little more timid than that, if you think you're going to get slapped, even when you do that, you want to start working her in doing other things first. For example,
mopping, cooking, things
around
the house.
That probably could help. For example, if you haven't given her an erotic massage for a while, or maybe some arousal gel, something that's kind of different than what you normally do, and get her used to trying new things, and then slowly graduate into a small bullet love egg, for example.
What's the arousal gel?
Arousal gel is a topical product. It's a gel that you put either on your nipples or on the tip of your clitoris, and it helps stimulate and arouse the woman, and it helps create blood flow to the surface.
Really? I mean, would it be the equivalent of rubbing Bengay into a sore joint?
Kind of. It's got mint and menthol in it. It's got that similar feeling. And it comes in the Valentine Lovers Kit I have at ticklekitty.com. It's one of the items in there.
Now, what if I just ate, let's say, 3 gallons of the stuff and processed it through my own penis and then sprayed the woman with it when I had my orgasm? Would that be a proper application?
You have to front load it, Adam.
Oh, really? Just stuff it down there? Just breech load?
Yeah.
I think you'd be all lubed up and ready to go at that point.
All right. Here we go. This is Jessica, 25.
Hi.
Hey Jessica.
Okay, I have a question about how long vibrators actually last. I have a couple pocket rockets, and I keep breaking them. Like, the motors die out on me.
How long until when yours broke?
Drew, quiet.
About 3 months.
Do you use it often?
When I have sex, yeah. Okay, not as often as I think they should just break like that.
Okay, you understand. We don't know how often you have sex.
Okay,
so.
Hold on. Drew, would you stop with that noise? What's going on over there?
Here?
That was me. I'm sorry, Adam.
Stop that.
You can spank me when you see me next time. Sorry.
I will. All right, I'm sorry.
Okay.
So
the thing with sex toys is they're made in China for the most part, and they're known for breaking at times because they're actually novelty items.
Uh-huh.
The packages. So it's common that they break, and that's why they're not too expensive, and you just go get a new one.
Ciao. Ding dong day.
That's got to be the final humiliation for the Chinese people. They're just sitting there living in their own feces and
hey,
sweat
that's my
pouring
people.
Off their brow.
Remember, and I'm half Chinese, Adam?
I know, but really, should we enslave? You know, there's a bunch of 8-year-olds putting together these ass plugs and stuff like this. No wonder they hate us. No wonder the world hates us. You know, we just farm out our ass plugs. We'll be over here cruising. We'll be on the Riviera. We'll be enjoying ourselves. You guys, get to work on the ass plugs.
You went to some kind of factory with this stuff too, right, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I went out to a place in the West Valley where they manufacture all this stuff, where the guy claimed he was like a NASA scientist, and he came up with the cyber skin. And you go into these factories, and all these poor Guatemalan women who are sewing fake pubes onto rubber vaginas. It's great.
It's strange. I've done that tour, too, and you smell the rubbers and the plastics, and you walk by, and they've got the defect bin, and you've got all the thrown dildos in there sitting in that bin, and
yeah,
lots of assembly line workers.
I got a break on some of the second dildos, though. You know, the 3 nuts instead of 2, stuff like that, you know? It's no big deal.
There's a dildo out there that has slapping balls. If for women that like that effect.
Oh, really?
There's dildos that have suction cups on the bottom, so you can suction them. If you look on page 44 in Toygasms, there's a technique called surprise from behind.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at that illustration.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Oh, you take the suction cup dildo and you stick it on. Well, it looks like a crib that it's stuck on, too. There's a young child crying in it.
That's a bedpost.
Well, I see a young child wearing Peter Pan pajamas peering anxiously over the railing. But you stick it onto that thing, and then you back up into it.
Mm-hmm. You can do it on.
Nice.
You can do it on the shower wall. You can do it on the floor.
Right.
So you look at page 52 on squatter's rights. There's the.
Oh, really? You're half Chinese?
Yes.
So your parents killed themselves a long time ago? Or I mean, if I know anything about the culture, I know that your father Chinese?
No, my mom.
Mother, so she killed herself.
May she rest in peace.
Yes.
She's still around, and she helps me ship out packages.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you.
Family effort here.
Yeah, let me say this about the Asians. They're either either they're going to kill themselves or they're completely on board with this stuff. It's one or the other. You know my theory about this?
Tell me.
Well, the Asians, they're either wearing ties with suits with thin ties on them and thick rim glasses and bowing all the time, or they're driving lowered Acuras and they have crazy techno rock blaring from it and their hair is green and spiked. There's no middle of the road Asian. That's what I'm saying.
Number one.
Yes, like Minka. All right, where are we? We're taking some calls.
Bobby's 21. Bobby?
Bobby.
Hello?
Bobby?
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
Huh?
Now's your chance.
Oh, fine. I didn't quite hear you. I had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
About if it's okay for, I haven't went to the doctor and seen if I actually had a bladder infection, but I think I do. And so it's, but my girlfriend wants to give me oral. And
just do it!
I don't know if that's okay. I don't want to
give
it to her.
Give it to her? No, you can't. If it's just a urinary tract infection, you're not going to give her anything. But you probably got the infection through some sort of sexual contact. That's a real common thing.
Is Bobby a girl or a boy?
Girl.
Bobby's a girl.
Bobby's a girl. Okay. And your partner, you're a lesbian, right?
Yeah.
And your partner wants to go down on you.
Yeah.
And you have this thing that you think is a urine infection?
Yeah, what's the mystery? Those are such easy things to diagnose. Why is this a mystery?
I've never had one.
And yeah, but what did you say?
It's only been a few days. I haven't even been able to get into the doctor.
Oh, all right. Well, you've got to get in right away. The infection can get up into the kidney and be a real mess if you don't get to it.
Okay.
What are the signs, Drew?
Pain with urination, urgency to go, dribbling, feeling that you finished and all of a sudden you have to go right again in a few minutes, or hesitancy to go.
I may have this. How about blaming your parents?
That's an endemic issue. But for you, that refers to just about every ailment you have, though.
All right. Yeah. All right, so get this taken care of, but she can have her girlfriend go down on her, right? She's going to catch a urinary tract infection on her tongue.
She's not going to give it to her. But that also can be a sign of a sexually transmitted disease, but if she's had no outside contact, it's not going to be that. She just call the doctor. They'll give her an antibiotic probably over the phone. This is Alana, 15.
Hi.
Hey.
A couple nights ago, I was at my friend's house, and it was me and her, and then she liked this guy, and so him and his friend came over.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we all, me and my friend, got really drunk. We didn't mean to, but we did.
Right.
And I guess one of the guys, said he wanted to hook up with me before, and I had always told him that I didn't want to. We were just friends.
Right.
And then so I started I got really drunk and I was throwing up, and then I passed out, or I just all of a sudden I woke up on the couch and he was sucking on my boobs and his hands were in my pants.
Chivalry is not dead. I keep telling you that, Drew.
Guys are great.
He cleaned her up. She vomited. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was I was really, really gone. My friend was really gone too, and the guys were pretty sober.
Yeah.
And,
what is your question, Alana?
I don't know what to do now.
Did he have sex with you?
No.
All right, so it was sort of a sexual assault.
Did you tell him to stop when he
woke
up?
I was really out of it, and I was just and I just...
Did you freeze?
Yeah.
Had you been sexually abused at some point when you were growing up?
No.
Were you physically abused?
No.
Somewhere you learned to freeze when you were sort of being assaulted.
Well, maybe it was after her 25th wine cooler. Maybe that's where she went.
Yeah.
No, I had no response, you know?
You what?
I just, I remember, just, a little bit of it, and I had, no response, I just, fell back asleep, and when I woke up, because I don't remember, getting, to the couch, where I remember it happening.
All right, well, what do you think this guy did?
Well, I'm not positive. I think, I'm not sure, I just remember, his hands were in my pants.
All right, well, it's a sexual assault, if not a rape. And are you going to report this?
I don't think he had sex with me.
All right, still, it's a sexual assault. Do you want to report this guy?
I don't know, because the thing is, I don't want to get in trouble for drinking.
Well, that's another issue. You need help with that.
But I don't drink a lot.
But you drank to blackout at age 15. That's a bad sign. Is there alcoholism in your family?
No.
Hmm?
I don't think so. Not too bad.
Not too bad?
No.
It's either there or it isn't.
Well, I mean, but Drew, between her voice and her actions, doesn't it smack of something in the past?
Yes, that's why I asked that question straight up front.
Are you a virgin?
Yeah.
Okay. And no one ever monkeyed with you, huh, growing up?
No.
Huh?
No.
Okay. And you ever land on your head or anything like that? Does your brain work okay?
My brain's fine.
Okay.
This could just be a common situation that happens with kids in parties at that age. I remember it happening around me.
Usually the kids that it happens to have been abused before. And because there's a physiology that kicks in when kids are abused in some fashion, either physically or sexually, where they learn to just dissociate and freeze in the face of any sort of interpersonal threat.
Usually,
they completely freeze, and these are the people that don't fight off the victimizers at all, and they become victims.
All right, but she was comatose, and
this is a little different. She might have been pharmacologically.
Well, we should tell her to report this. How long has this been?
No, it's just been a couple of days, but I don't want to, report it because I don't want to, get in trouble. I want to know if I should, do something, get, one of my guy friends to,
Rape you?
Not rape me,
Oh, I see. Beat the guy up?
I want, revenge, you know?
I thought this guy was a friend of yours.
No, he's not, a friend. Just, kind of,
Look, the important thing is that a point be made about him doing this to somebody else. And I think if you resort to physical violence, that's not going to do much, is it?
Yeah.
On the other hand, if you know, you need help with the alcohol.
But
you're what?
I really don't drink a lot.
Yeah, she did what a lot of stupid 15-year-olds do, which is they don't drink a lot, so they can't handle their liquor, and they drink too much, and guys feed them stuff they like, right? Mm-hmm. What were you drinking?
Tequila and beer.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah.
And what'd you do, a bunch of shots?
Yeah, I had some shots and, margarita and, beer.
And the guys were sort of helping you out with the drinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, guys are great that way because, I remember my friends would show up at a party with a six-pack and go bury it in the backyard and then have a guy guard it. They wouldn't want anyone, dude, you cannot have my beer. And they'd get really pissed because, I'd bring a six-pack of Schaefer or Old Heidelbrau or something in a tin can that you needed an actual can opener to use. And I'd put it in the fridge and I'd reach in and grab someone's Dos Equis and a fight would break out. And when a guy is giving away booze, it's an installment plan. You know what I mean? You can pay him now or pay him later. Mm-hmm. He's going to stand around. He's going to whip up margaritas. Guys get real attentive, too. They're like, you need another margarita? You need another margarita? You good? Well, I'll finish that one up. Finish it. I'm making a new batch. No, it's cool. Yeah, this is what guys do. So 15-year-old girls, don't go to these parties and get loaded.
Yeah, that's good advice. And in the state of California, if you have sex with somebody who's had more than two drinks, you've committed a rape. People are not considered to be a...
Every encounter I've had has been technically rape.
Well, you're admitting it right here live.
Well, I got to be honest, but they've raped me because I've been drunk myself.
It doesn't apply to the guy.
Aha, uh-huh, touche. It doesn't apply to the guy, really?
No, that's right. Double standard.
What is this?
All right, let me see if I can find a rape line for her.
Jesus, women, you live 10 years longer than us, and we can't be raped by you?
That's horrible, isn't it?
How dare you? You want equality? What about when I've had a couple of beers and I'm not in control of my faculties anymore, and a beautiful woman comes over and tries to force sex on me? Shouldn't that technically be rape?
You might think so, but not in this state. Let's see. We don't have a rape line here. I can't believe it. Now we have 877-7-CRISIS.
Drew, I think this has become the rape line.
Yeah, I think you're right. 800-395-HELP. That might be a good one.
Well, also, if you open any phone book, isn't there something?
And then RAIN, Tori Amos' thing, 800-656-4673. 800-656-4673.
If you open a phone book and looked under rape, what do you think you would find?
I think you'd find rape crisis lines, no problem.
You would?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, that's what... the young folks should do. Good. Where are we at, Drew? What's going on over there?
John,
get it together, buddy. Come on now.
John is 22.
You there?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, okay, cool. Sorry about that.
Yeah, Adam's kind of off his game tonight, so forgive him.
No, I'm not off my game. How dare you? It's just when I sit over here and I listen to you eating Cheetos and breaking open stuff and shifting all over the place, it really becomes very apparent.
Well, I've got a lot of toys over here, Adam. You have to excuse him. I'm kind of preoccupying him.
All right.
John.
Okay, he's excused.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, 22. Mm-hmm. I recently became sexually active with my my current girlfriend, who I before this was not sexually active for about 2 years because of my career.
What's your career?
Music. I won't divulge too much farther than that because I want to be as anonymous as possible.
Being a musician prevented you from having sex?
That's why you start a band, you idiot.
Not a musician. I'm not a musician. Okay, I'll get that.
You're saying you're
right
not
away.
A musician?
But you're in music.
I'm in music. I produce records.
But it prevents you from having sex.
No, it doesn't prevent me. I just distanced myself from it for personal reasons, which you'll hear about in just a second.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-mm. All right.
About 2 years ago, I was completely involved in my career and was home very little, but had a girlfriend. And I found out later on the demolishing of the relationship that she cheated on me pretty much every single day and constantly, which more or less I knew about. But about 6 months after the demolishing of the relationship, I started getting outbreaks of herpes.
Great.
Which I just immediately associated to her.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's right or wrong, to do, but either
sounds
way,
right.
I associated directly to her.
Uh-huh.
And now, current day, I'm seeing a girl, and I've told her about it. She knows about it. I was very open on the first day that we met.
Mm-hmm.
And things were looking very positive.
She has herpes too.
What's that?
Nothing.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, pardon me, I just quit smoking and I'm talking up stuff. So, told her about it. And she wants to drop on me. She wants to go down on me. And I go down on her pretty much constantly, but I don't allow her to go down on me because I'm not sure if she's going to get oral herpes from me having it.
What about wearing a condom?
Oh, I always do. Always.
When you have oral sex?
No. She. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Drew means why not wear a condom and let her go down on you? That's horrible advice, Drew. Well,
they're coming out with these new.
This is what prostitutes do.
But Trojan's coming out with these new tasting condoms. You know these new
horrible mint. Idea.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah.
They should come out with liver and onion.
If he's better. If he's really concerned about it, why not do that?
Did he call it dropping? Dropping.
Yeah. I never. Me neither.
It's horrible. Let's not ever say that again.
Okay. No. I'll never call it dropping again.
Okay, but you don't have... How often do you have outbreaks?
How often do I have outbreaks? I'd say like once every 8 to 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing serious.
If you're not around an outbreak, don't you think you can reasonably, safely let her drop on you?
See, but that's what I'm not sure of.
You can't be sure. You can't be sure.
I know.
Sure. And that's, but, I want to keep her safe from it in case... we ever do break up and she moves on, she doesn't have to give it to somebody else.
I understand. It's very noble of you. Now, hang up on him, Drew, and let's talk about his penis.
You could take a viral suppressant medication like Valtrex or Famvir every day that would decrease the risk that you'd be shedding viruses. That's one option you have.
Well, Drew, let's talk about this. We haven't gotten into this in a while, and it always drives me nuts because here's what happens. You doctors realize that there's a 1% or 3% or 2% or 5% chance that something may happen. So you say, well, it's likely it could happen. You never can tell. So then you tell them to do something unrealistic for the rest of their life.
He said, I want to be sure. And I said, well, I can't.
I understand that. But he's calling basically to try to, I mean, look, this is how life is. You measure the risk against the consequence. I mean, you drive your car, it's dangerous, so you put your seatbelt on and you try to stay sober.
Yeah, so he needs to go do it.
Yeah, now that's what I'm saying here is obviously if you have herpes, it's game off, and if you're coming on to a breakout, but after living with it for a while, don't you think he can sort of figure himself out?
There is some evidence that exposure to a new mucosal surface like a mouth or a vagina will cause viral shedding in an outbreak.
Mm-hmm. So maybe you should get on that suppressive therapy and let her blow away.
That, to me, if he really wants to be sure, that would be the thing to do. Or wear the condom.
I swear. Just, that feels like a prostitute. All right. Sadie Allison is here tonight. We're going to take a little break. Toygasms, name of her book, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Drew is back in Loveline headquarters. I'm over here at Jimmy Kimmel Live doing a little guest hosting this week. So this is where I'll be coming to you from. Sadie Allison is our guest tonight. Toygasms is the name of her book. She's the dildo queen, everybody.
And you can check the book out and follow along at ticklekitty.com.
And this is Carrie, who's 25.
Hi.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Dr. Drew.
Hey, Carrie.
I have kind of an interesting question for you.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend, who we've been dating for a while, and our relationship is, I never thought a relationship could be this good until I met him. It's wonderful, except for one problem, which is he has a hairy penis.
Ooh. Oh.
And it's really strange. I've actually gone to my doctor and asked her about this problem, and she's actually my OBGYN, and she looked at me like I was crazy, and she said, you mean it's not around the base, it's on the penis itself. It goes all the way up to where he was circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that we've been able to get around this at all, I mean, he diligently plucks.
Ow.
Yeah.
Ooh. Hey, what's his nationality?
He's half Scottish and half Mexican.
Uh-huh.
That's not a hairy breed.
Huh?
It doesn't seem like that would make for a lot of hair on the joint.
I think so.
Is he able to pluck it all off?
No, not. Well, see, that's the thing. You know how sometimes when you pluck, well, she might know this. Sometimes when you pluck your eyebrows, you get the little ones that the little hair still, it doesn't go all the way down to the root. It breaks mm-hmm. off at the surface.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like sandpaper inside
Ooh.
Of me. It gets really, really tender if we have sex for longer than like 15, 20 minutes.
Porky.
Well, this is a good application for Sadie's sausage casing.
Mr. Girth, the protector girth now.
Well, we've used condoms. I'm latex sensitive, so we've got to use polyurethane. But we want to have kids at some point, you know? We want to get married. We want to have kids, and we'd like natural sex to be an enjoyable experience. I mean, I'm on the pill right now, but...
Plus, these kids are all going to have hairy peckers, right?
I know. Yeah.
maybe not, Adam. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
I don't know that it's autosomal dominant, necessarily.
I hope
the HP gene.
But, I mean, is there anything other than...
Well, what about, have you tried shaving? Have you tried shaving?
Oh, that's the worst, because then it comes back and it's...
Nubby.
Yeah.
Well, he's plucking.
We've tried waxing, which that's just bad.
Now, what about, I don't know if this can be done or not, but what about laser?
Mm. That's what I was going to ask you.
That's like a scene out of James Bond. Jesus Christ.
I don't know. Is that something? And my doctor jokingly said, you know, I said, well, who should I ask? She jokingly said, well, why don't you call Loveline and ask Dr. Drew?
Well, I would.
What about a depilatory? What about, you know, that Nair, that kind of
like
stuff?
Like Nair and stuff?
I think that would irritate the hell out of his penis.
Yeah.
More than the laser?
Well, the laser's a one-time thing, though, theoretically, and it's all gone then, you know?
Nah.
Is that an area that you'd be able to do electrolysis on?
If you could find one of those Vietnamese women that had the stomach for it.
I think you could. I think that would just feel horrible, though. I would look, maybe talk to a plastic surgeon.
I was just going to say that, because they can do some amazing things with hair transplants and skin grafts and all that stuff. They can...
And it's not... I wouldn't think they'd be doing any surgery on you, but those are the guys that have the light, the light lasers.
Is his hair thinning out on his head?
No.
Or is that comedy for you, Adam?
You know that women all are envious of?
Hugely ironic.
Thick hair. Yeah.
Really?
Long, beautiful hair. Not Fabio or Gracie or anything. But.
And as far as his penis goes, it has hairs on it, but is it hairy?
Yeah.
Like Cousin It?
No.
Well, I mean, would it look like a guy's forearm that is covered with hair?
It's that kind of sparseness, but it's the thickness of pubic hair.
Ooh,
so it's not as close together as, say, the area around his groin. I mean, it's not, you know, real
right.
thick. You know,
and when he gets an erection, I'm guessing it thins out a little, relatively.
Well,
like when he's flaccid, it's got to look hairier, right?
Yeah. But, and the problem is we can have sex and it irritates it, but if he comes inside, it's like I'm burning. I don't know if it's because the hairs have irritated and then you're putting the substance on it.
It's sharp and it's probably scraping you up. What I'd recommend until you look into some of these other things is maybe let his hair grow out a little bit and just deal with that, because it won't be scraping
you.
Does he condition?
Yeah, I know. Do you see why I called now?
Well, this...
Okay, wait a minute.
This problem, Drew. I overcondition
your hair.
Okay,
on your butt.
Yeah. My ass hair. Yes,
yeah.
I overcondition.
That's nice.
So that was a problem.
It was looking a little limp. I noticed that.
Yeah. Oh well. You know what? We're stumped. I can tell
no, wait,
you.
Wait, wait, wait. There's one more thing. Okay. Are you sure it's not a reaction to the semen? That has nothing to do with the hair. That is really just the semen you're reacting to.
I get irritated even
when he doesn't ejaculate.
Even when, but not as badly. And I've noticed that too. Like, it hurts my throat when I swallow.
Oh my!
And I.
You're dynamite, lady. By the way, you're an excruciating pain.
It's a guy's move.
And I don't mind, but it's just like I get a really sore throat, and I'm wondering, is it possible to be allergic to semen?
you can react to a particular guy's thing. Yeah, you can.
He could have hairy semen. that was my name when I used to work in the business, Harry Semen.
Nice. So, boy, Carrie.
Yeah, laser. Look, I had laser on my neck once to try to get rid of some of these ingrown hairs, and it was painful. But I'm told that that was the last generation and that they have newer lasers that work better. But I think he just needs to consult someone who removes hair.
Yes.
Plain and simple, and then say, well, if you can take it off a guy's back, can you take it off his front?
And I would think he'd want it off anyway, so that's something to sort of get done.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something
not something he wants to live with. And then once it's off, then tackle the semen problem. And that you should do with your gynecologist, because I'm sure she's seen that before.
Drew.
Yeah.
What point in your life did you tackle the semen problem?
I never didn't have a semen problem.
You never tackled any semen before?
No. Mm-hmm.
Not even in high school?
No.
Well, you were on the football team. There's one of those blocking dummies filled with semen. Never tackled it?
No, we never did that. No, not in my school.
Interesting.
Yeah. Fernando, 21.
Hey, how's it going? Good. Hey, first off, I want to wish you, Adam, great success in everything that you have happened to you. And same for Dr. Drew, and you guys have a great show.
Thanks, Fernando.
Well, first one is for you, Adam. I have a great man ovation.
Mm-hmm.
Lubricant that guys like, that like flavors like pizza, barbecue, whatever. Like just like you said, onions and liver.
Right, sure.
But the pizza, different flavors of pizza.
Wait a minute, I thought this was my man ovation 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, but I try to improve on it, but maybe.
Okay, so you can go pizza.
Yeah.
All right, write that down,
beer.
Sandy.
That's good.
All right.
Yeah, beer. You know. Beer would be great too, but anyways, my question is for Dr. Drew.
Yeah,
I sometimes suffer from epididymitis, and sometimes I get orchitis. Is that ever going to go away? Because I've had it for like the last little bit over a year or so.
Well, epididymitis is an inflammation of the little tube processing plant that sits on top of your testes. When you have orchitis, that's your testicle getting inflamed too, and the whole thing kind of goes together. Then that inflammation can go up the spermatic cord and get into your prostate. It's all a big mess. And once you have it once, you tend to get recurrent episodes.
I've had like episodes about in the last year and a half, about 3 or 4 times.
It's a problem. Do you usually get antibiotics or anti-inflammatories or what?
Yeah, most likely Levaquin I use.
Yeah, and here's the three sort of prong approach I take to it. One is the antibiotics, which usually are enough. Second is anti-inflammatories like Naprosyn, that sort of thing, Aleve. And then thirdly, it's maybe something your doctor doesn't know or doesn't do, but I found it to be really effective, is the medications that decrease or relax the smooth muscle at the bladder neck that improve the sort of lymphatic flow out of that region, Hytrin, Cardura, things like that. Mm-hmm. If you're having recurrences, talk to your doctor about Hytrin, maybe getting on it for a few months. It tends to decrease that recurrent episodes.
Does this burn itself out, or does it just get worse?
It eventually kind of goes away.
You think that has there been any cases or studies that maybe down the road this can become cancerous in some way?
No, it has nothing to do with cancer.
All right, okay.
Nothing. All right.
Okay, good. Thanks for the question.
Take care.
Have a good time. Yeah,
good
times.
Good times. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Here's Andrea. Andrea, 18.
Yeah.
Is it Andrea, or Andrea?
It's Andrea.
Andrea.
Nice.
Yeah.
From Kansas, where they have a plaza, Adam.
What's up?
Well, I've been having dreams about women for, like, the past year, and I'm not at all attracted to women.
You're lesbian.
And,
true, please.
And they're sexual and stuff. I do other things with women in my dream, but right now I'm dating a guy, and...
You're lesbian.
True.
I'm not lesbian.
Please.
I'm not lesbian. I don't understand why I keep having these dreams. I'm wondering if there's like a psychological problem or a sexual problem.
You're a lesbian. No.
True.
Did you ever have an experience with a woman, ever, or a girl even when you were a little kid? How old were you?
This is like on number of occasions.
How old
like,
were you when it started?
Well, she
was number of occasions. That's how old she was.
15?
16.
Uh-huh. What was the youngest when you had any kind of funny business with a girl? Very, very, very youngest.
Like, about 12 or 13.
Maybe even before that, like 8 or 9?
No, not before that. No.
Drew, whittle her down to like 10, and then we'll just call it even, all right?
Well, that will make sense. Were you sexually abused growing up?
Well, see, I don't really know, because my mom had me on these pills when I was in Menninger's, and I don't remember most of my childhood.
What was that word she said?
Menninger's is a famous psychiatric hospital.
My sister was molested when she was younger by one of my mom's boyfriends.
All right, so we'll put our money, and forgetting your childhood, one of the reasons for that is having been abused. And so let's put some probability on the fact that you were abused in some way.
And you were at a psychiatric hospital, right?
Yeah, I was. They're closed down now, but...
Menninger's closed down? Well,
yeah, where I'm at. Yeah.
I'm wondering if your experiences and your dreams, were they pleasant, and were you enjoying them?
Well, yeah, I don't understand that either, because I was having a good time in them dreams, and I'm just, like, not feeling like that when I'm awake and conscious and stuff.
Well, what kind of relationship did you have when you were 16 with that girl?
Well, she really had a crush on me and stuff, and I just got dumped by this guy who really treated me like, excuse my language, and I was just, like, drunk for, like, the next 3 days, and I just... met this chick at this bar that I had known for a while.
You had sex with her? Did whatever you could do with her?
Well, no, like, we made out and stuff, but it was really uncomfortable.
Okay.
Really uncomfortable.
One of the top fantasies of women is to be with another woman.
Yeah, but she's an abuse survivor, and so her sexual identity is in question. We don't know whether she had experience with girls earlier.
She was in a mental hospital, there was abuse around her family. All bets are off.
Don't worry about this right now. Focus on the relationship you have and try to make that work. Whether or not you have a sexual identity issue is going to work itself out. Stay with the team that's treating you. Do not freak out about these dreams. They don't necessarily mean anything.
Well, let me explain dreams. So you know what my dream was last night? I dreamt I was over at Jimmy Kimmel Live. We were sitting around, and he was on a chair, and I sort of pulled him down onto his back, but I sort of protected his head so he wouldn't whack his head on the concrete, and he tore his scrotum.
Nice.
And everyone was mad at me because his scrotum was torn.
Nice dream. Nice. Ouch.
Perfectly healthy.
Oh, absolutely.
Normal dream.
Yes.
But the point is I woke up, and I thought, I wonder why I pulled him back on the chair, and he tore his scrotum. And then I thought, I wonder what the significance of that is.
Well, you're gay. Was he assuming the position that you take when you're in that award-winning...
receiving oral?
Yeah.
No. Yes, he was. No, he was.
Okay. And then the scrotum takes on... Scrotum takes on special meaning in your dreams. Your mother and your grandmother whack you over the head with your scrotum, right?
Well, that's normal.
It's a power. The scrotum is the... You have this castration thing going on, and so you castrated Jimmy.
I just tore his scrotum.
But you were going to give him oral sex, and in the process, you castrated him.
I was
going to
give him oral.
Think about that. Think of the aggression.
That's a conjecture,
Your Honor. The oral aggressive.
You're out of line. How dare you attack my masculinity?
I'm going to think some more about
this. He tore his scrotum. The point is I didn't think about it. Because it didn't mean anything, right, Drew?
It didn't until we started actually talking about it. Now you're freaking out. There we go. Let's go to break, all right?
All right, we'll be back. Hey, everybody. Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. I'm over here at Jimmy Kimmel Live. We have Drew and Sadie Allison over at the original place of broadcast, Westwood One, out there, and who cares? Toygasms is the name of her book, and she also has a website, which is
TickleKitty.com.
All right, Drew, what do we got here?
We got Isaiah is 26.
Hello.
What's up there?
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Wow, I can't believe I actually got through. I've been sitting on the phone forever. Great. Okay, well, I guess what I want to talk about is my girlfriend. I've been having some sexual problems there.
Mm-hmm.
She's been kind of like, okay, just over the last few months, she's been kind of different. The sex has been different.
Adam, and, help.
Today, Junior. Sex has been different over the last few months. We've been on this call for a few months, haven't we?
Yeah, I think it's been like about 6 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. So she's been like kind of telling me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
or, you know, like, this is wrong, this is right, or whatever. And it wasn't like that, you know, because we've been together for 4 years.
So she's angry about something.
Is that what it is?
What's she angry
about? Probably.
Oh, there's been a lot of things going on in the last 4 years.
Like what?
There's been a lot of stuff that's been happening.
I understand. A lot of stuff's been happening. Yeah. Right,
put Isaiah on hold, please.
Oh,
I can't take this anymore.
I can't either.
Isaiah, look, you got to belch up that Quaalude you took. Have yourself a cup of coffee, and if we're in a good mood, we'll get back to you after this call. But when we do, when we ask, like, what's been going on, more specifically, what stuff's been going on, don't then repeat a lot of stuff.
Yeah, give it a very specific answer.
Thank you.
Unacceptable.
Again, this is Zoe's 27.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question about orgasm. I guess mostly for you, Dr. Drew, although, Adam, I love you. I just want to say that. I know that I guess it's possible to have two different kinds of orgasms. For a long time, I thought internal orgasm was everybody was lying. It just wasn't possible. Just because
It's not possible for some women. Some women can't. Most women can, I dare say.
Cannot.
Yeah, all of them.
Well, many women can.
That's what I thought because
the spectrum of sexual responsiveness is extraordinarily different from woman to woman, and the range is very different. As opposed to the male, which is, you know, very, very sort of narrow range. Women come in a very, very, very broad spectrum. From, you know, no refractory phase to a refractory phase closer to the way a man has one. You know, women that need direct clitoral stimulation versus those that don't like direct clitoral stimulation.
Ooh, I'd like to meet one of them.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Zoe, what's your question?
My question is, why can't I have an internal orgasm if so many women that I know say that they do and they can and it's possible? And I can't. I can't even imagine what it's supposed to
be like. Well, listen, why can't I dunk a basketball?
That's right.
I'm 6'2", for Christ's sake. I'm a decent athlete. I should be able to dunk, right, Drew?
That's right, but you
why
can't.
Why not?
It's never going to happen.
I would recommend she tries exploring G-spot stimulation, because that is the reason a lot of women can, the ones that can. And Tickle Your Fancy, my first book, would be a great starter for you. There's a whole section on G-spot stimulation, how to find it, and that's what often causes internal orgasms.
Where is that G-spot?
G-spot is inside, 2 or 3 inches.
No, curved. Oh, out of range. Out of range.
Well, next, can I ask
another call?
Go ahead.
I didn't know it was that. I didn't know it was a mile in there. I thought I could get to it with my penis.
Go ahead, Zoe.
Katie, just that all these years that I've been having sex, it's been missed. Like, I'm just not getting the right spot, or is it
going to
be some weird
alley? No,
it's
possible.
Yeah, but it's more likely that it's just not you, Zoe.
Because it's curved upward, and that's why there's sex toys that are made to hit the G-spot that have curved tips.
Yep, there's the captain's hook. There's the gaff. You ever seen that one?
There's on page 55 in Toygasms, there's a full illustration that shows the angle of the way your fingers need to be curved and where the G-spot's located.
So
in Toygasms.
Behind the clitoris. Bobby, up there. Bobby 28. Bobby?
Ooh.
Yes. Yeah.
What's
nice.
Up? Go.
Hi.
Hey.
I was curious about the current consensus on female ejaculation. Mm-hmm. There's been lots of conjecture about whether it's possible, not possible. Is she just urinating? Is she not urinating?
There's not conjecture. It's people observe it. It happens.
Okay.
Yeah, there's eyewitness testimony who actually hit the eye.
And there are also women that have female orgasmic incontinence, which is a different thing, but that happens too.
Okay, where does that come from?
From the Skene's gland.
And, like, what is it?
There's multiple glands in and around the vagina. The Skene's glands, Bartholin's glands, there's all kinds of glandular material there that can create a bunch of fluid. Comes out all at once. Uterus.
Do you have this,
space.
Bobby? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sadie, you ever pull one of these off?
No, I am not a squirter yet.
See?
I understand you can practice and learn how, and there's some information out. I'm going to explore that, actually.
Yeah, you better get right on that.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Start taking your own advice.
I'll let you know.
Please. You got my email.
So, what amount of fluid would you say is normal?
When women do that, some women, or most that do it, put out a tremendous amount.
Well, it feels like a tremendous amount. Yeah, it doesn't doesn't
it's probably
amount to be more than a couple of ounces.
In reality, yes, that's true.
Huh.
I mean, but but people have the sense that it's like, you know, three cups.
Well, I mean, if, as we illustrated on Loveline when it was a TV show, you took my cup of coffee, was filled to the top, slopped just a quarter inch out of it, and made a huge mess all over
huge
the table.
Puddle on the couch and everything.
Yeah. Right. Doesn't take much to appear to be a lot. I feel sorry for Isaiah. Let's talk to Mr. Personality for just one second.
We got one. That's what we got is one second. Isaiah?
Isaiah?
Yeah, I'm here.
So what is it that's been going on in your relationship all this time?
Okay. Well, it's we've had a kid. I have a 14-month-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess maybe the sex just has gotten a little worse. Maybe not for me, but for her.
Well, here's the thing, Isaiah, because we do have a limited amount of time.
Okay.
You need to listen to your wife.
Yeah.
And your wife is probably laying down all sorts of clues, and it's probably all just about listening, and whatever anger she brings into the bedroom, she will check it at the door, just like Quincy Jones asked Diana Ross to when she was doing Where in the World. She will check it at the door if you start getting attentive and you start listening, and that's all women want. Ironically, they have nothing to say, but they insist that we listen. I have a ton to say and never insist that my woman listen.
Oh, you insist
everyone
listen.
Isn't that ironic?
You insist everyone listens. You must have some sense of what this is all about.
And we do have things to say.
Everyone listen to me. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you know what the stuff you have to say is? Why aren't you listening? That's all you guys have to say.
We got to go to break.
All right, now listen, Drew, wrap up for me. I'm tired.
All right, Lee, listen to me. Listen to me. We'll be right back. Does it. Sadie, thank you for providing us with our Valentine's Day visit.
You're welcome. Thanks
for
having
me. And tuning us up again to all these vibrating devices and that new skin. And the book is Toygasm and Tickle Your Fancy. And the website
is ticklekitty.com. And I'm giving away a free vibrator and lube with every book.
Fantastic.
Ticklekitty.com.
Thank you for joining us. And tomorrow night we have 30 Seconds to Mars with Jared Leto. Was that how you pronounce his name? Jared, we've been on the show like 6 years ago or so. 10 years ago. Oh, my God. Time goes fast. Well, until then, we'll see you tomorrow night. This is Dr. Drew on behalf of Adam Carolla saying mahalo.
Okay. Well, on page 109, there's a section called Cool Jerks. Okay. Here you go, Drew.
That would be you, Adam.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.